Progress Report 5, March 6. They found my sister Norma, who lives with my mother in Brooklyn, and she gave permission for the operation. So they're going to use me. I'm so excited I can hardly write it down. But then Professor Niemer and Dr. Strauss had an argument about it first. I was sitting in Professor Niemer's office when Dr. Strauss and Bert Selden came in. Professor Niemer was worried about using me, but Dr. Strauss told him I looked like the best one they tested so far. Bert told him Miss Kinnean recommended me the best from all the people who she was teaching at the Center for Retarded Adults, where I go. Dr. Strauss said I had something that was very good. He said I had a good motivation. I never even knowed I had that. I felt good when he said not everybody with an IQ of 68 had that thing like I had it. I don't know what it is or where I got it, but he said Algernon had it too. Algernon's motivation is the cheese they put in his box. But it can't be only that, because I didn't have no cheese this week. Professor Niemer was worried about my IQ getting too high from mine that was too low, and I would get sick from it. And Dr. Strauss told Professor Niemer something I didn't understand, so while they was talking, I wrote down some of the words in my notebook for keeping my progress reports. He said, "Harold," that's Professor Niemer's first name, "I know Charlie is not what you had in mind as the first of your new breed of intellect..." Couldn't get the word, "Superman." "But most people of his low ment are host and uncoop. They're usually dull and apathetic and hard to reach. Charlie has a good nature, and he's interested and eager to please." Then Professor Niemer said, "Remember, he will be the first human being ever to have his intelligence increased by surgery." Dr. Strauss said, "That's exactly what I meant. Where will we find another retarded adult with this tremendous motivation to learn? Look how well he has learned to read and write for his low mental age. A achieve..." I didn't get all the words, and they were talking too fast, but it sounded like Dr. Strauss and Bert was on my side, and Professor Niemer wasn't. Bert kept saying, "Alice Kinnean feels he has an overwhelmed desire to learn. He actually begged to be used," and that's true, because I wanted to be smart. Dr. Strauss got up and walked around and said, "I say we use Charlie." And Bert nodded. Professor Niemer scratched his head and rubbed his nose with his thumb and said, "Maybe you're right. We will use Charlie. But we've got to make him understand that a lot of things can go wrong with the experiment." When he said that, I got so happy and excited, I jumped up and shaked his hand for being so good to me. I think he got scared when I did that. He said, "Charlie, we worked on this for a long time, but only on animals like Algernon. We are sure there's no physical danger for you, but there are other things we can't tell until we try it. I want you to understand this might fail, and then nothing would happen at all. Or it might even succeed temporary and leave you worse off than you are now. Do you understand what that means? If that happens, we will have to send you back to the Warren State home to live." I said I didn't care, because I ain't afraid of nothing. I'm very strong, and I always do good, and beside, I got my lucky rabbit's foot, and I never breaked a mirror in my life. I dropped some dishes once, but that don't count for bad luck. Then Dr. Strauss said, "Charlie, even if this fails, you're making a great contribution to science. This experiment has been successful on lots of animals, but it's never been tried on a human being. You will be the first." I told him, "Thanks, Doc. You won't be sorry for giving me my second chance, like Miss Kinnean says." And I mean it, like I told them. After the operation, I'm gonna try to be smart. I'm gonna try awful hard.